Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Phil's on the ball because he's telling me what podcast we're on. 172. I wasn't going to do one now, but I'm joined by a lovely family. One person who doesn't want to speak. Come on, tell us.
What do you want me to say?
Well, how good was Saturday?
Oh, Saturday was really, really impressive. And from a fan's point of view, just that excitement, that opportunity to really, really get up in the air, and you know, it was just fantastic. And I thought United played really, really well. I was saying before, I thought they were in control of the game. Apart from that 15-20 minutes second half, I thought they were really, really good. Very, very impressed with them.
Is that it?
What else do you want me to say?
Chris, what? No, what was Saturday?
Oh, Saturday was unreal.
Have you come back down to earth yet? No, I had a feeling yesterday of a little bit of, oh, I want it again. When do we get that again?
Hopefully this
year. Tonight?
No.
Well, what do you want this year, Chris?
I want at least one trophy. At least one trophy. UEFA, Europa for me, it's annoying. But I want one trophy.
Yeah, but you like the Barmy trip.
I love it.
Never
stay,
to
stay
be,
in the Europa League next year, the trips.
No.
See you, Chris.
So, yeah,
we need to win something.
But it rolled back the years on Saturday. If you'd have seen the state I was in, Euston Road, singing all types of United songs, silly old sod. But it rolled back the years.
I still can't stop singing "We're Fucking Shit." That's brilliant. It's fantastic.
Well, I forgot to mention that. Yeah. Hi, Ollie. Do you want to speak on the podcast?
No.
Yeah, that's the one that I was walking through town with Eric, who's not big or clever. Got back into town to get the train, and nice family of blues with their blue scarves on, lovely people probably, and I'm just going, "We're fucking shit."
Yeah, great. The good bit, you wrote the letter, you had harmed yourself against Liverpool, which wasn't a win.
Self-harm after Liverpool sounds like I've been doing something awful. Yeah,
collapsed.
My knee collapsed, yeah, dislocated my knee.
And I met a lad who broke his arm celebrating a goal this season, so you're the walking wounded at United games. There's an article.
I reckon he wins, though, because you celebrated a goal. We just lost 4-0 and I left my knee in the seat.
So you're off the crutches.
Yeah, I'm off the crutches. I'm all good. Yeah, I could walk about. I couldn't get down off my seat, though, after we scored on Saturday.
Another coach coming in. Today I interviewed Tom Cleverley. Watford were fantastic. Watford treat us better than United do. But he was fantastic. 45 minutes, total honesty about TT, 23, about regrets at United, about what he... And a little bit of gossip, he's in the United end tonight.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
So...
It's always good to see him coming back.
The coaches are coming in. Pickup was effortless, and my Zen is good. But after the Lord, after the Lord Mayor's show, you said you wanted 7 points.
Yeah, from these two games now, I think we need 4 points to build upon what we've done and to stay where we are. Arsenal. We've got to win games like this now. Yeah. Games against Crystal Palace, we've got to take 3 points.
Well, that's what we have done in the last few weeks, though. In this run of games, one of the things people say, we'll not beat anyone. And I know we have beaten big teams, but in this particular run of games, is it 9 or something? Yeah. People saying, well, so it's good to get City under a belt. Like you say, yeah, win tonight. I think Arsenal. Yeah.
No, I'd be happy with the result.
1-7-2, Arsenal won't win the league.
Results at title-winning teams do. But 9 points from this week, and then I will say a couple of things, like the Rashford run, fantastic. But how good, and people have said, like Dennis Violet, to have done it, you know, like how good must Dennis Violet have been? And also carrying, you know, a lot of burden and the babes and post. You know, like how I'd love to have seen Dennis Violet play. Another thing, I went to school look and play thing, which was lovely with my boy yesterday, and sat on his table and like crouched down. And the first, his mate went, "Why are you so bald?" The first words in
That's
class.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's the last 10 years of watching you now.
Yeah.
Well, so it's one of the mums that I should have. Hiya, you're right. How are you doing? Yeah, we're doing a podcast. How are you
recording?
Yeah. What do you reckon tonight?
About tonight?
Yeah.
I'm never overconfident with these games, you know, especially after a big win. So, like, you know, with previous seasons with the big other managers and that, we've always had big wins against big teams, and then we've ended up losing, like, you know, we beat the City and then we lost to West Brom at home the following week under Mourinho, I think it was, and we saw that as well a lot under Solskjaer. So we'll see. Also, I haven't seen the team using yet.
No, well, I don't know whether I've got a Duff team, but it was the big man up front and Casemiro starting, that's true.
Okay, all right.
What do you reckon the prediction?
9-0.
9-0?
No.
I don't know.
I didn't
know. No, I'm just putting 9-0, I'd say. So, Frankie, there's a lad who says 7-0, so we'll do that one day.
Yeah,
are you a bit more confident now, though?
9-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll say yeah.
Well, what's your prediction?
Prediction for tonight? I'm going to go for a 2-0.
Right.
2-0, 2-1.
Enjoy.
United, of course.
Take care. Right, so final words before we depart this? Not mortal call.
I was going to say that.
Are you going in early? Have you had a pint?
I'm waiting for somebody.
Did you say they had a pint?
Yeah.
He's been drinking all the way up.
down.
We'll
go up London.
Down to London.
Up London.
He's been drinking all the way. Yeah.
How are we doing, sir?
All right, mate. How are you?
Prediction podcast.
Oh,
come on. Last time I
smashed
to
the
you.
Fuckers.
You made it back from San Sebastian.
Yeah, we made it back. Yeah.
How long did it take?
Oh, about 18 hours. Went too fucking
Did you
bad,
drive all
it?
The way back?
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
There you go. Let's smash these fuckers.
We saw Maguire and Ronaldo up front. Never say that with many people. What do you think tonight?
Didn't we think we... I don't really care. I'll take an ugly win, mate. It's a fucking win. It's a fucking win. Yeah, we all want Rashford to score. I don't really give a fuck. Ugly win. Fucking have it. And then all you want is Casemiro and Fred not fucking banned for Saturday.
Yeah.
Or Sunday, whatever it is.
Yeah, but Casemiro's class. He would have encountered hundreds of games like this. Don't get me wrong. First thing I bet he does
but
after five.
It doesn't sound stupid, does it? Do you know what
no.
I mean? All it takes is something stupid.
Casemiro is absolutely stunningly good.
He's
a beautiful footballer.
Yeah.
Different
gravy. Did you get it? See, I said he just looks like a classy foot. He has a look.
See it, yeah. Yeah,
and he's dead. And it sounds that, but he's dead slow. But he's really, he doesn't need to be fast. His brain is fast.
He does the similar things brilliantly.
Yeah.
Prediction, right. Dirty win?
Dirty win, but take 3-0.
Right, see you later. I'm going 2-0.
Oh, I don't know.
2-1.
3-1. 3-1. And we're going to win the League Cup. We're going to win a trophy. Yeah, we're going to win a trophy.
And you're going to write another article, aren't you?
I know, I am. I'm sorry. I've got this, yeah.
Compose it with your cans on the way back.
I know, I have deadline fever. Every time you say there's a deadline, I just stop working.
Imagine how I feel. God almighty.
Yeah, but you've got really good stories, haven't you?
Well,
where's he tries to make stuff
work. Mind your back before you get run over.
Here's another coach.
Don't, just get run
over. But I will say, it's nice... It's hard work getting interviews these days for someone to be so nice. And he carried it on, and the bloke, you can tell they come in and go, is it going all right? And he went, yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to even typing that one up. Right, waffle, 2-0.
Stuff.
Glory, glory, Man United. Yeah. And just when do we get the next drug like City? Tell me.
I think the Forest semi-finals will be decent.
Yeah.
I do. I think the Forest semi-finals.
The one away.
Decent. Yeah.
Particularly. Oh, there won't be many of it.
Everyone's looking forward to that.
Yeah. And then, like I say, I think
shit allocation. Well, I got knocked back.
Right. You will get.
But Newcastle as well, potentially, in the final could be a huge game.
Yeah.
Because they obviously want to win the trophy. After
be nice
all
to see
years,
them
so.
Crying again.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So this
and
like
how
old
good
times,
was,
isn't it?
Did you watch them lot yesterday? I have to say. The best TV highlights I've seen in years is those porn noises.
The sex noises. No, I
it was their faces of no one mention it after a while. Like, we can carry on as if this is perfectly normal and acceptable.
I was working last night, so I didn't see any of it.
Yeah, oh, please, right. Prediction today and then I'll shut up.
2-1.
Right, we're all the same wins. Cheers, lads. Thank you.
Thanks, it's a
pleasure.
Buddy.
Just wait.
Thank you. Oh, you're not actually standing talking to me.
Oh, no.
I thought you were being nice.
Keeping you company.
Cheers. Cheers, lads. Hello, everyone. Apologies. I'm back in the dungeon and hope you can hear me clearer than last time, where I was being held hostage so badly they just let me whisper in a corner. Yeah, you've only got dumb today. There's no dumb and dumbers. Because I was so fucking cold, I didn't want to stand outside our end. I just wanted to hot foot it, and I was sober, so I didn't have a pint, which is unusual. But it did make me think many reflections, but I'll try and do this as quickly as possible, because
nobody, not least my missus, wants to hear me speak. I think it's the definition of obviously two drop points, and everyone was gutted. But whereas, and this isn't a dig at those not going, but whereas that you're at the game and you want to kick the chair or kick an imaginary cat, and you fume and you talk to the people around you online, that taken out instead of doing it there and then is, I think it goes a bit OTT from a few people. I mean, I literally hot footed from the ground onto the train. And some of the reactions, I was thinking, have we just lost the nine before this, or have we just won? A, they're not robots. We'd love them to be, but they're not. So you just can't do it every game. You know, you just can't. And I thought that was encouraging. Yesterday, there was more pluses than minus. The biggest buzz for me was the little lads, and Shane would have appreciated this, as the half-time, United end went really mad for the half-time kickabout because there was two Reds playing. And the mascot let the goals in, unlike Fred the Red trying to save them. And the two United lads came over to the United end and celebrated, and one did the Marcus Rashford mind thing. So I thought that was brilliant. Yeah, Rashford wasn't, he did a few things that he hadn't been doing wrong in the last few games, but again, come on, give them a break. Anthony, a bit frustrating. We do want to see a bit more development there. And I won't say one lad nicknamed Woot Gout, but come on, you know, like, he's just raw. But I think he did nothing bad and nothing great, but you could see his presence in the air. And I'd rather talk about the work of it. And like, when I got back, I saw their goal, and it was even better on the highlight than in real life. And you think, you just have to hold your hands up sometimes. Unfortunately, just get the second. But we're not a team at the moment who can kill, you know, really go and kill teams off. We have struggled with goals. That is an underlying. And a lad on the train back said, well, where is still our plan B, you know? And I thought, is it Martial? Where is Martial now? You know, like, so we haven't got a plan C. So I get that we still like lack up front, you know, that killer touch. Maybe we'll get it off the new guy. I don't know. He's big, that's for fucking sure. And the Casemiro, the sellers waged, they can speak for themselves next time or whatever, but I waged a massive thread about Casemiro. One side saying he shouldn't have started him. My view was, I thought he would have the experience to do that. Just one of those things, wasn't it? And you definitely keep him on, because I do agree, Ben said, Palace is as important as Arsenal. You don't, you know, you can't pick and choose. You take him off if we're 2-0 up, and unfortunately, a series of events. I thought Wan-Bissaka was absolutely outstanding. Not only did we see the spider touch, his spider sense back, but he was almost Brazilian going forward, and that is down to Ten Hag. You know, like, where the player that we're now seeing compared to the player we've seen for donkeys of games before that, there was. Shane said next to me, it's interesting at football, you can see a woo that you think's a chance and everyone's going swooning, and then the replay is about a mile wide. There was audible groans and sighs when Casemiro got booked. It was like he'd done a career-ending injury, the amount of dramatic, but we shouldn't be relying on one player. We never like that. I've seen it back. I do think it's a penalty. I can see why VAR didn't. I'm not going to do what the ABUs did, which is talk for days and days about Rashford's, like we're the only thing they can talk about. I spoke to Dave before the game, and he said, we got lucky on Saturday. It means karma will come back and kick us in the bollocks like the ABUs do, and we won't get the next one. And I do think, however much I love the piss boiling from Saturday, you look back, and if that, as Dave Pye said, if that had been us, we'd have been fuming if City had got that one. So we got a break, and the laws of the ABU say we won't get the next few. So there's no toys rattling here, really. I do think what we did better was we handled possession better, which, again, is we're a team in the making, and I don't think anything is a bonus. Ask us for position we're in now. Yeah, you get carried away after Saturday, but we're not in the title race. You know, it would only be the fault of other teams that we'd be in the title race at the moment. So you build for that for next season and the season after. But what we are is developing, and we're much better with the ball at the back. We don't look like Maguire to Lindelof shitting themselves like headless giraffes. Martinez has a plan. Varane looks calm. Then Wan-Bissaka and Shaw off options, and they're actually properly wing-backs bombing forward. That's a massive, massive difference. So look at the, you know, still for me, the positives outweigh. And yeah, you want to, you know, you want to win them all, don't you? But you can't. So I do think, It doesn't need to revert to online. And some people get their kicks off it, don't they? Everyone has their perverse kicks, I think. No, but you know what I mean. I loved the Shane also said when we're doing What a Friend in We Have in Jesus, when there's that, you know, that pause, he said, I haven't got the breath for that anymore. What else was I going to say? Oh, the stewards with the lad. It was like we were stewarding. The lad who got on the pitch, there was just no one. And take a pitch with, a selfie pitch with Casemiro. What a modern world we're in. But the stewards were as slow as us off the thing. Bruno, I thought, I didn't like him giving shit to Anthony, but I can sort of understand his frustration. But Bruno was at his antsy. Sometimes he does too much, which affects the team, but he's at his best there. I should have done some research, but I'm terrible at the research, people. But how many goals has he scored? He's just, let's take him in isolation for what Bruno Fernandes is. And, you know, for years we were saying, let's get a midfielder and let's hope he can score. He just does it time and time again. And yeah, it doesn't always come off, but fuck me, is he up for the challenge? And I love that. He is a proper, proper United player. And it was just a get a better team players around him. And then let's hope we kick on and get even better teams around us. I said that when they were bouncing up and down their fans and the United end gave it, what the fucking hell is that? As well as they sang, you've only come to see United to the, for selfie bloke, but they were bouncing up and down, and at that moment I thought, I wish I could come up with good chance. Like, I thought, it's the worst fucking circus I've ever seen, and thought, no one's going to sing that. Woot as an okay touch gal, but let's not, you know, see what he is in 10 games, and it's only a loan, and I'm not going to refer back to the last few podcasts. I still wish, I thought, imagine if we scored in the night, I wanted that drug back again from City. They score and then let's score again. And then when it went, I think it was Casemiro, it's like, oh, please give us this again. See, like, you just can't get the Lord if to give you so many things. But the thing, it's never easy. And what I think we all want is to kick on and like, these are the games we weren't winning with that we should be. But you have to look at the picture, and what has come before affects the what now. We're not on a bad run. We've been on a great run. I don't think someone said, you know, like, let's see how they respond to this. I don't think, I honestly, this is the good place I'm in. I don't think it will. Yeah, we might lose on Sunday, but I do think we'll recover. I do think Eric has changed the dynamic where we can recover from this. What else was I going to say? I thought, great, you know, like, late notice, freezing cold. The amount of young Reds from Manchester down was fantastic. Like, late notice, pissed about by schedules again. And the end was bouncing in the first half. And you think, fair credit. For years we were saying, bring on the next generation of Reds, and they're here, and I fucking love it. Yeah, some might act up a little bit, but didn't you lot, didn't we lot, didn't me, you, everyone act up a little bit when we were younger? Right. And finally, I don't know, you might have seen, I've just put a thread on Twitter. Unfortunately, we can't print for a month. I thought this is where we were heading. We're all right because of the sub campaign last year, but we just can't take a risk with a seventh extra mag. It's such a shame. But print is what it is, post is what it is. It's just too big a risk, too big a gamble. So it means we won't be there for the next 3 or 4 home games. We're back for Leicester, but it does mean, he's on again, but April the 1st, please sub if you can. I think the target will set, it'll be 400 or 425, it'll be 400 or around about. But we've got to get that. If we don't get that, we're done, and I don't want to be done. I look at it even after the rain and that, and I don't want to be done. I want to still, I see you all, I love it. I love what we do, but we can't do the podcast without it. You know, it covers everything. So please, that was a little burp, sorry about that. But please, 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 April the 1st, put it in all your calendars. If I had the technical now, so I'd send it all out with you now. April the 1st, if you can, you're supporting something unique, and it'll be for, what we'll do is change it to 7 mags, not 6. So that it might be a little price rise in the sub, but it'll reflect the extra mag, but it'll mean we carry on for another year, and I'd love to. And finally, as I think I mentioned it before the game, but the Tom Cleverley, properly, and Watford, a pleasure to deal with, but he answered everything, and it's a good interview. So just have to wait a little bit longer, February the 19th. I'll try and do one of these on Sunday where I am having a drink, and I'm going to be freed from the dungeon. Glory, glory, Man United. Let's, come on, dust ourselves down. It's only a draw. Last 10 games, people. That is how much Saturday and Eric's bald blessed army are doing for me. I didn't wake up kicking a cat this morning. I woke up thinking, yeah, shrug it off, dust ourselves down, go again. See you later, people. Oh, did I say go again? Oh, God.